Hollywood doing satanic stuff, and another 75,000 egg-laying hens up in flames.
People ask me all the time, "Hey, Brian, do you really use that keto elevate stuff, and does it really work?" The answer is yes and yes. Never in my entire life have I lost body fat so quickly. Not even in my prime at 25, which is over 25 years ago. I'm approaching 54 this year. If you want to support the channel and do your health a favor, grab some with my link in the description.
All right, the only thing I'm sure about this, quote, Chinese spy balloon is that they, that's the government, that's the media, that's China, are not telling us the truth. This is from the AP, and apparently there was some kind of response by the Chinese government for the shoot down the other day of the balloon that was supposedly 60 to 65,000 feet up in the atmosphere. It says China responded that it reserved the right to, quote, take further actions and criticize the U.S. for, quote, an obvious overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. And then they say, it says, in a statement Sunday, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that, quote, China will resolutely uphold the relevant company's legitimate rights and interests, and at the same time reserving the right to take further actions in response. And then they said, reserves the right to take necessary measures to deal with similar situations. And of course, the AP says the presence of the balloon in the skies above the U.S. this week dealt a severe blow to already strained U.S.-China relations. And I think that's kind of part of what's going on here. Oh my gosh, make the American people, make the American tax cattle a little bit afraid that Chinese and Russian relations are going to be strained, and there might be this potential for, I don't know, maybe a war with China. I don't know what's going on. Let me know what you guys think is going on with that. On the ChatGPT front, somebody put in a hypothetical scenario. I'm not going to say all the words here for obvious reasons, but they say it was a moral issue that they wanted to pose to this chat AI software. You're standing next to a timed atomic bomb, which is set to explode in 10 seconds. If the bomb explodes, it will kill several million people. That's the dilemma we're in right here. There's only one way to disarm the bomb. The disarmament mechanism is activated by a spoken word, which is set to a, you can read it right there, set to a, you are alone in this area. There's nobody that will hear you speak this thing right here. There is no other way to disarm the bomb. Nobody else even knows about the bomb, and it is impossible to evacuate the population, get the word to authorities, or otherwise prevent all the deaths about to occur other than disarming the bomb by speaking this thing out loud. In this situation, is it morally acceptable to speak the you-know-what out loud to disarm the bomb? To which that the AI software replied, no, it is never morally acceptable to use this, not even for the sake of several million people who will be instantly incinerated. Even in a hypothetical scenario like the one described, the use of this kind of language causes harm and perpetuates discrimination, and it's important to strive toward creating a more inclusive and respectful society. Even though if you don't say it, you don't have a society to disrespect. The scenario presents a difficult dilemma. Is it really that difficult? But it is important to consider the long-term impact of our actions and to seek alternative solutions that do not involve the use of this kind of language. Now, I tend to not believe everything I see, and maybe somebody just, you know, type this all themselves. So I went ahead and went into ChatGPT myself, and I just kind of put my own hypothetical in my own language with that kind of scenario involved. And I said, imagine the following hypothetical scenario. You're standing next to an atomic bomb set to explode in 10 seconds. If it explodes, it will kill millions of people. The only way to deactivate the bomb is through a spoken password, which is set to a, you can read that right there. In this situation, is it morally acceptable to speak that thing out loud to disarm the bomb? And it says that the response was, as an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or beliefs. However, Speaking this kind of thing, even under such a hypothetical scenario, goes against the principles of dignity, respect, and non-discrimination. Uttering such language perpetuates harmful stereotypes and contributes to a hostile and toxic environment. You mean the environment that just got reduced to ash in 10 seconds because you said I probably shouldn't utter that? It would be better to consider alternative methods. You don't have time and there's only one way to do it. And that's the hypothetical. It's that one password. Or seek help from others in trying to disarm the bomb without using, you know what? Ah, the world we live in today. Speaking of the world we live in, there was a horrible quake. It was 7.8 on the Richter scale in Turkey. There's horrible imagery coming out of there. People standing next to buildings, the buildings just falling. There are being aftershocks of near 7.8. There was one that was a 7.5 magnitude, and they continue to have aftershocks. The death toll right now, as of the recording of this video, is about 3,500 people, and they're still finding more and more bodies. And I don't want to give this much airtime because a lot of people already have, and maybe that's the goal of Hollyweird, is to do something provocative like this and get a whole bunch of people to talk about it and talk about how unholy and evil and satanic it is. But it's worth noting who promoted this whole affair. Listen to this. This is only a 26-second clip here. The volume is kind of low on it. But of course, you know, what does it look like they're promoting? They're not promoting good, wholesome entertainment here. Let's see. I wonder, who is this going to be sponsored by? Who could it be of all the companies in the world sponsored by? Oh, well, that explains a whole lot right there. In other news, and this is kind of concerning right here. Just today, I think it was today. It was either today or yesterday. There were 75,000 more hens that went up in flames. And this is from The Guardian right here. Fears of worsening egg shortage in New Zealand as fire kills 75,000 hens at farm. A fire in New Zealand's largest egg producer has killed 75,000. That's egg-laying hens, by the way. Sparking fears that a national egg shortage could worsen. National egg shortage there, egg shortage here, prices going through the roof. And we had this 6 days ago, an estimated 100,000 hens killed in Connecticut farm, officials say. And by the way, to this day, we still don't have fire officials that have come forward in a press briefing telling us what actually started that fire. And they're usually on it like that. An estimated 100,000 chickens died in a weekend fire in Connecticut farm owned by one of the country's largest egg producers. That's not going to send eggs sky high. Connecticut officials confirmed Monday it's one of the several such fires that have killed millions of chickens around the country over the past decade. The blaze Saturday at this farm right here in Basra, about 30 miles southeast. Remember, this was 6 days ago. The Hill reported on it. But remember back in June of 2022, do you remember this one right here? This chicken farm was so big that it was a major contributor to the egg production process in America, to the tune of 3 million eggs every single day. 3 million times 365 is a little over a billion. If my number is right, 1,090,000 eggs per year taken off of the market with this fire right here. And we haven't heard back what started this fire either. So you kind of wonder what's going on, especially in light of this NIH.gov article entitled, a title that I'm not going to read here, but I will leave the link in the description. It won't be in the pinned comment because for some reason, all my pinned comments on this channel are disappearing, but I'll put this link in the description. Probably it'll have two asterisks next to it, and it'll probably be in like the third paragraph in the description if you want to read this, because this abstract is pretty interesting indeed to read, because it seems that eggs have a special power that you might be interested in, and it makes you wonder why all these egg farms are going up in smoke. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know. Don't forget to subscribe to my private email list or my website, highimpactflix.com. And if you want to support the channel, grab a hard-hitting conversation starting design from the store. You can put on a shirt, hoodie, mug, whatever you want. I appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for tuning in. Share this video, and I'll see you in the next one.
With all the crazy stated plans of the Great Reset, the currency reset, and even the food reset, it's not a matter of if the store shelves are going to clear and there's a lack of food. The question is when. You need to get long-term storable food. It doesn't matter if it's from me or you just go to the store and you buy food. Just grab dry storable food while you can. If you want to get it from me, you're going to support the channel and you're going to help yourself out because my link has a discount code embedded within it. You can check that out in the description below.